I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
My fellow Americans, I'm sitting out here in the White House pumpkin patch waiting for what they call the Great Snowden. Every Halloween, the Great Snowden brings the latest leaks from the NSA. You know how Christmas seems to come earlier every year? This year, the Great Snowden has already given us the NSA's gathering of metadata on all Americans, their secret recording of French people, and the tapping of the German Chancellor's phone for 10 years. I am firmly committed to preserving our Fourth Amendment freedoms while violating as many of them as possible, to make us secure from everybody on the planet, including ourselves. What does this mean for you? In the words of Charlie Brown, you got a rock. Thank you, and good grief, America.
Coming soon, from the acclaimed filmmaker who brought you The Civil War, it's Ken Burns' The Republican Civil War, the story of a conflict that would have seared men's souls if anybody involved had them. In the autumn of 2013, the conflict in the Republican Party over just how stupid to be reached the boiling point. The Republicans had long been united in their embrace of greed and intolerance. The question of stupidity was tearing the party apart. Stupidity opponent Rebecca J. Gladstone wrote of the growing rift.
We suburban moderates within the party want to halt the spread of stupidity. It's a blight upon a party devoted to acquisition of money with Ivy League credentials. But these Tea Party rebels' whole lifestyle is based on stupidity. They see any attempt to curtail it as a step towards total abolition. I believe that this party cannot endure half greedy, half stupid.
For their part, the rebel forces felt that the refusal of moderates to tolerate stupidity fatally weakened the Republicans. Tea Party rebel Lucas Corn-Fed Higgins took up pen and paper and wrote this anguished complaint.
Stupid pussies, they can kiss my ass!
Managing to misspell ass, pussies, and stupid entirely without irony. Clearly, stupidity was not going to just go away. Matters came to a head at the Battle of the Debt Ceiling. Rebel Commander Ted Cruz devised a strategy based on the relentless pursuit of unattainable goals using unworkable tactics, the very epitome of the stupidity-based approach. During a lull in the fighting, one of Cruz's foot soldiers wrote home.
Dearest Mother, today Commander Cruz, or Marse Ted as we call him, came around to urge each of us to be brave in the forthcoming fight and expressing his regret that he can't be there. Oh, Mother, when will this cruel Obamacare end so that we can live unencumbered by individual mandates?
It was a question that would not be answered until after many bitter Republican primary battles ensued, causing the loss of many more congressional seats. Ken Burns tells the story of the carnage, the passion, and the stupidity as only he can in The Republican Civil War. Don't miss it.
The Republican Civil War is made possible by generous grants from David and Charles Koch.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads!
We need an energetic go-getter to become our new regional sales rep and take over the contacts that were painstakingly developed by our old regional sales rep. But you'll be making half the salary. A quarter of the salary. We need someone with people skills, a real charmer who can handle a lot of confused and disappointed customers and field a death threat now and then from the old sales rep and his angry, desperate children.
Here at the National Denier Service, our phones are ringing off the hook with questions about Senator Ted Cruz. Who is he? Is he for real? Is he insane or is he crazy? How crazy is he? Is he batshit crazy? If he isn't batshit crazy, what kind of shit crazy is he? Is it fair to bats to compare their shit to Ted Cruz? Can Ted Cruz run for president if he was born in another country? Can he run for president if he's another species? Is Ted Cruz a bat? What kind of bat is he? Why does a bat want to shut down the government again? Why doesn't he care about his fellow bats in the National Zoo? When Ted Cruz shits, does he shit bat shit? Or when bats shit, do they shit Ted Cruz? Should Batman change his name to Insane Crazy Man? If I want to be Ted Cruz for Halloween, should I buy a mask or just get a bat to shit on me? Also, when are they going to fix the healthcare website? Speaking on behalf of the National Denier Service, I assure you, we don't have the answers to any of your questions.
The National Denier Service. We don't have the answers.
Seceding from the Union has become an American fad. States began filing petitions to secede from America ever since the last election. No petition so far has received permission to break off into a sovereign nation, except one. And it's not from a state. It's an individual. On November 12th, President Obama granted secession to Mr. Bud Weevil, whose independent nation is located within the northwest section of Maple Shade, New Jersey. Mr. Weevil, welcome to the final edition.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Barry. Mr. Weevil, even though several other petitions received enough signatures to require a response from the federal government, were you surprised that only you were allowed to break away?
Not really, Bruce. You know, whenever people talk to me, they really get to know me. Eventually, they conclude that it's best that we separate.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't listen. I insult people without even knowing it.
Are you looking at your phone while you're talking to me?
Well, yeah. I'm watching some porn. It's something I like to do in public.
Well, now that you're on your own, I can't imagine how you set up an economic system.
Well, that's because you're stupid. See, I don't even have the gold standard. I've gone straight back to bartering. I'll just trade stuff with anybody.
Interesting. How is that working out?
Not good. You know, at the moment, I'm running a $13 trillion auction deficit. Ooh, this is good. I'm going to turn up the South.
You don't have to call me stupid,
yeah,
by the way.
I did?
Not important. What about utilities and amenities? Things like garbage collection?
I've never been big on throwing things away. You know, I got a few spare rooms in the house, and I've just been piling up tin foil and stuff.
Excuse me, could you just turn that down, just a hair?
What's the problem?
Just turn it down. It's hard to think.
Well, maybe you're retarded. Have you been tested?
I'm not retarded. Could you just turn it down, please? This is a professional situation.
I'm putting headphones on. I want to hear this.
Thank you. Let's continue. Mr. Weevil, do you see yourself as a revolutionary in some ways? Or is this just a practical decision? In other words, do you have a particular vision of what your country is going to be? Or do you, Mr. Weevil!
What? Huh?
Mr. Bud Weevil, who is his own country, thank you for coming down today.
Wasn't this interview supposed to be longer?
No, we've done it.
I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be longer.
You're mistaken.
Can I borrow this magazine?
Keep it.
I wasn't going to bring it back anyway. Wow. Four of you? Where did you come from? Oh, that's one lucky guy.
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads!
Are you a whiz kid with a master's degree in computer programming and 5 years' experience? Then you'll have the opportunity of a lifetime to work an unpaid internship with long hours and no money, because it could theoretically lead to a job that we've actually already cut. Find us at the job fair.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by TMI Fridays.
Hello, people. Are you between the ages of 55-ish and 70-ish? Do you remember the summer of love? Were you groovy enough to be there in the hate, bawling your old lady? Then check out the fab new downtown destination for far-out young seniors looking to get it on. TMI Fridays.
No, I want to know. Come on, tell me. How did your 82-year-old mother get chlamydia?
Did you fake being gay at your draft board so you'd be classified 4F? And the one gay member of the draft board hit on you? And that's how you found out you were actually gay? Hey man, that's a head trip. Stonewall forever. Come groove to the vibe at TMI Fridays.
I was not aware you could get impetigo there.
And the truly wretched thing is the applicator won't reach.
Were you wasted at Woodstock, bawling like a baby when Joan Baez sang Joe Hill? And you vowed to join a union to make a more just and peaceful world? Heavy man. And now you're retired from Rio Tinto after 40 years of breaking strikes in copper mines from Chile to Indonesia? Hey, baby, you belong at TMI Fridays.
All have the burgundy. Bordeaux gives me blood in my stool.
TMI Fridays, the new downtown destination for groovy young seniors looking to get it on.
It's a reflux problem?
Uh-huh.
This gray, greeny, yellowy phlegm?
Uh-huh.
Sort of like snot, but bitter tasting?
Mm.
Well, you can't hawk it up in a board meeting, so I just swallow it.
But with reflux, doesn't it come right back up again?
Yeah.
So it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, but the correct term is vicious circle.
Oh, God, you really like my fire.
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads.
Our company needs a strong young man or woman to be our full-time security guard during an upcoming round of layoffs. If you're thinking of breaking into the financial services industry, this is the perfect opportunity to meet some of the top people in the business while you escort them out of the building. Give us a call. We're hiring just before Christmas.
Hello, and welcome to the Church of the Democratic Orthodoxy.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I haven't been to confession since the shutdown.
Do you have any political sins you want to tell me about?
I can't reconcile how I feel about Obama domestically with how I feel about him in a national security sense.
Go on, my son.
On the one hand, I defend him from Tea Party Republicans who say he's a socialist or from Kenya and wants to steal your money from grieving war widows. I mean, I know that's not true.
Yes.
On the other hand, I defend him from Occupy Wall Street types who say he's jettisoned the Constitution, sent more drones than George W. Bush, spies on his own citizens, and acts like a law unto himself.
And you know that's not true either.
No, I know that is true. But if I say something against him at all, I feel disloyal. Like I'm giving comfort to the enemy.
You mean the Tea Party?
I mean the liberals.
Aren't you a liberal?
I'm not a liberal. I'm a progressive.
Easy, easy.
I believe in a woman's right to choose, and I believe in Ronald Reagan.
You're center-right, like President Obama.
Which Obama? I don't know which one I believe in.
Do you have a confession to make, or is this a standard Democratic argument?
I didn't know there was a difference.
Actually, there is no difference.
I don't know what the party stands for. Drones? Not wanting to get shut down?
Can I make a confession? In the Church of Democratic Orthodoxy, we have no orthodoxy. We don't even have a mission statement. I'm not even sure I'm here talking to you.
Sounds like you could use some absolution.
Absolutely.
Go argue with a right-wing nutjob on Facebook. Then watch Al Jazeera America and tell your friends how much it doesn't bother you.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Good news for those of you who enjoy comedy that's easily loadable onto your MP3 playback device. The Final Edition has released an album. It's called The Vinyl Edition, and it's available for your purchase now online. Find retail outlets such as CD Baby and iTunes. That's where you can find it. And to give you an idea of the greatness that can be found on that compilation, here is another sketch from The Vinyl Edition, the first album from The Final Edition.
And now more from The Final Edition's finance feature, Money or Die.
Major corporations continue to be nervous about corporate taxes going up and loopholes being closed. Our very own Money Honey Bunny Bucks has the scoop.
Will a second-term Obama finally implement his plan to tax big corporations till they bleed? What do they do? Fred Bread, Deloitte Professor of Voodoo Accounting at the University of Phoenix, thinks he knows.
In our crazy deist republic, what corporate entities have the juiciest tax breaks of all?
GM. GE?
No, silly! Religions! So, if a corporation can prove it's actually a religion, they will pay zero taxes.
To test his theory, Professor Bread took me along with him for a show-and-tell meeting with Robert Iger of the largest entertainment conglomerate in the world, Disney Inc.
Okay, Professor, let me get this straight. You're saying the Disney Corporation exhibits all the characteristics of a religion?
Yes! A better name would be the Church of the Holy Rodent.
Holy Rodent? I don't know.
Hear me out! The Rodentine faith centers around three persons, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. Icons so sacred they adorned the planes, tanks, and ships which won the crusade against fascism in World War II.
I guess that's true.
So, like the Christian Trinity, the Rodentine Trinity is one in spirit, but with three distinct persons. God the Vermin.
Up and at 'em, pal.
God the Duck. And God the Holy Goof.
When you put it like that, denying it feels almost like blasphemy.
Exactly. These are saints so sacred. Not only have they never had sex, they don't even have sexual characteristics.
I like where this is going.
All Disney females from Snow White to Mary Poppins are virgins, especially Bambi's mother. When she presents the world with her little Bambi, the Bambino.
No princess.
This is genius!
Wait, what about Minnie?
I would surmise that Minnie had a murky past before she got together with Mickey. Meet Minnie Magdalene.
You clown.
Now that's a global blockbuster. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy return in an animated New Testament. Get me Katzenberg.
Finally, there's Disney's immutable doctrine of resurrection after death. Or apparent death.
That's true. All the heroines die and come back to life. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Mulan.
Heroes, too. What about Mowgli?
And Pinocchio. Pinocchio even has a conscience. Jiminy Cricket.
There's two ways to do anything, the right way and the wrong way.
Whose initials are?
J.C.
Pinocchio undergoes the torments of Jonah in the belly of a whale and is transfigured by resurrection into a real boy.
I'm a real boy!
Plus, his father is a carpenter!
Oh my God!
I would argue to the IRS that Pinocchio fulfills the opening words of St. John's Gospel. In the beginning was the wood, and the wood was made flesh.
Oh, my God!
This is huge. No way we'll ever pay another cent in taxes. In fact, I'm renaming our Florida operations. Tomorrow, I can see it now. Disney World to come. The Magic Kingdom of Heaven.
Brilliant. That should cinch it tax-wise.
Disney has already applied to the IRS for tax-exempt status as an established faith. Experts from Deloitte say it's a slam dunk. Disney will then rebrand itself globally as the Holy Rodent Empire.
And you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is...
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads.
Are you a wealthy trust fund kid for whom money means nothing? Are you just thrilled to be asked to do anything? Then you could be that perfect special someone we need to deliver unmarked packages across the street. We're going to be your new family now.
There it is, another episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour, which was performed by Darby Worley, Jen Dodd, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Bruce Cherry, Kevin Janis, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Bruce Cherry, Barry Lank, John Marshall, and Tony Hendra. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com for more sizzling satire with teeth. And while you're on the internet, go buy the Vinyl Edition, the first album from the Final Edition. Doing so will allow us to eat. I mean, it'll be a loaf of potato bread at most, but at least it's something. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, engineered by Melissa Garrison, and edited by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.